You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Exodus chapter 8, verse 1 and verse 25. And the Lord spake unto Moses, Go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Verse 25. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron, and said, Go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land. If you notice that the demand of God is that, Let my people go, that they may serve me. But when the plague started coming, Pharaoh eventually conceded and said, Go and serve the Lord in the land. That means remain in Egypt and serve the Lord. Of course, Moses refused because that was not what God demanded. But have you wondered why Pharaoh gave them that option? He said they should go and serve God in Egypt. I would like to say to you that you can't serve God in Egypt. Many people today who profess to be Christians, who profess to be born again, are serving God in Egypt. They want to remain in Egypt to serve God. You can never serve God in Egypt. The plan of God is that they will leave Egypt before they can serve Him. God didn't say, Tell the children of Israel to serve me in Egypt. He said they have to come out first, because you can't serve God in Egypt. You cannot serve God in sin. That's why the first thing Jesus will do to anybody that comes to Him is to deliver you from sin. That is when you can serve Him. He said that He will deliver us from our enemies, that we will serve Him without fear. You must be delivered before you can correctly serve God. To think that you can be living in sin and be serving God is delusional. You are only deceiving yourself. You are not wiser than God, who said they have to leave Egypt. He didn't ask them to bring burnt offerings in Egypt. Did you know that? God did not put all the offerings He gave to them. He didn't tell them to do it in Egypt. It was after they left Egypt. Brethren, you cannot love this world and serve God. You must come out. Jesus said, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross and follow me. Don't think you can be worldly. Don't think you can love the world. Don't think you can love money and serve God. No. Don't think that you can indulge your flesh and serve God. You are deceiving yourself. He said, you must let go. You must come out first. He said, Let my people go, that they may serve me. There is the going out first before the service. You must come out of sin. You must come out of unrighteousness. Then you can serve God. Don't think that, maybe I'm giving money, then God will overlook it. That is a lie. Whoever is telling you that does not have any love for your soul at all. You don't accept what Satan is negotiating. Let me tell you something about the devil. You see, the devil will take whatever he can take. If he cannot take the whole of you, he will take a little of you. Whatever you can offer him is going to take it. So you will notice that Pharaoh said, go and worship God in the land. Did you notice that later he said, Let your men go, let the rest remain. Then later he said, go, but keep all your flocks. But Moses never budged. He waited until everybody, he said, even our animal, their hoofs will not remain in Egypt. That's how to serve God. That's how to follow God. You must come out of Egypt. You cannot serve God in Egypt. If you are living in sin and you are leading choir, you are living in sin and you are pastoring, I'm telling you, you are deceiving yourself. Did you not see that Jesus said, I will say to many on that day, I never knew you. These were people who served Him. They said, Did we not prophesy in your name, cast out demons in your name, and did many wonderful things in your name? He said, But I will profess to them, Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. That's to tell you that you can't serve God and you can't remain in iniquity and claim to be serving God. It is self-deception. You must not allow devil to deceive you. Stop listening to Pharaoh. Come out and serve God. That's why Jesus died on the cross, so that we can be completely free from sin to serve God. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.